Welcome to MCBI's 60 Mock, a podcast for curious thinkers.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us again for another 60 Mock podcast. I am here with the wonderful Kerry Maidment-Grokey, who was a past presenter of a 60 Mock back in September 2016. We were just trying to remember when it was. You're over in the Science Exchange. And you had the fantastic social butterfly topic.
I did.
There you did. So welcome, Kerry. Thanks for taking the time out and sharing your insights and allowing the 60 Mockers to revisit your fantastic session that was a while ago.
Thanks, Marina. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love doing this on a Friday. So we're going to get to know you a little bit, find out a bit about what makes Kerry tick, and also hear some of the revisit some of these key themes that came out of that session, which I recall was a fantastic session. Got a lot of us thinking around the role of social responsibility. Mm. But first up, let's get to know you. How on earth did you find yourself here in a basement down in Adelaide today?
Right. Wow. I started in IT back in 1990.
Wow.
So that was back in the days. I ran an IBM System 38 and then an AS400. So I started in a department that was actually called Electronic Data Processing back then. It wasn't even called IT.
Did you do that from your pram? Because you don't look that old.
No, I was even married at the time, so let's not have that conversation.
Child bride. Wow, that's a bit touchy at the moment, but sorry.
I started out in the simple realms of swapping tapes and helping people run their green screens, and had a 8088 as the first PC on the desk, and eventually moved into more help desk infrastructure type roles, and eventually out from there into business analysis, functional analysis, training, and where I am today as an enterprise architect. And interestingly enough, it actually all flows the right way.
Yeah, I can imagine. You're probably adding to your knowledge, like got a good foundation. And for those of you who are under 30 years old, you have to Google what a tape meant in computers. We're not going to invest any time and remind ourselves how old we are.
Yes.
But before we get into the 60 Mark, we're really interested in to hear about you. And if there was some moment in your career that really had a big, profound change and sent you in a new direction or made you look at things differently, is there something you'd be able to share with our listeners?
Yeah, look, for me it was definitely the move into SAP. So I had a fantastic opportunity, believe it or not, year 2000. So the Y2K, that bug that was going to hit us, gave me the opportunity to be involved in an SAP implementation project.
This is a software SAP?
So the software SAP, yep. So which is Enterprise Resource Planning. So very all-encompassing of the business, absolutely everything about the business in that software package. And I was lucky enough to help implement it for Southcorp Wines, which at the time was Penfolds, Lindemans, lots of our great South Australian and Australian brands. And by getting involved in that, I really got much more involved in the enterprise, in preference to just tinkering around with IT and swapping out hard drives on computers and things like that. I was actually more involved in understanding what the business does, helping the business do what it does, and making that match the computer system, because you really do have to do that with SAP. You've got some strict rules around how that works. So that was an absolutely huge change for me.
That's fantastic. So that would have touched on people, process, technology.
Absolutely everything.
What pushed you? What made you go, oh, I'm going to go have a crack at that? Give up the tapes. Give up the floppy disk.
It was opportunity. I'd been in training.
Yep.
So I was a trainer at the time, and I was asked to help out with the training side of things. My techie side kicked in during training when everything broke whilst we were trying to set up the training. The
nice.
Air conditioner fellow...
stopped.
Leaked on the computer.
Lovely.
At the time. It wasn't out in the cloud back then. It was well and truly in the data centre.
The air conditioner was the cloud.
The air conditioner was the cloud, and the cloud reigned.
Nice.
And we had to really back in and do a lot of work. And as a trainer then, I got to know the systems a lot better than the people who were actually implementing it. So ended up having to fix a lot of problems that were evolved, even learnt how to pack a B-double
with wine. I don't know what that
wine.
Is, but
oh, good so for you. One of those big trucks that are out on the road, the semi-trailers.
Yeah, I do know that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Good
Trying
for
to
you.
Make sure wine, the Lindemann's wine, got to the year 2000 Olympics.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, just before we get into the 60 mile, I will actually say it's one of the things I really love about you is that you've got that essence of, give it a go.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's a real part of being a leader and someone who is interested in their career, that willingness just to give it a go and see where we end up.
Absolutely.
And to back yourself.
Yeah, opportunities. If you miss an opportunity, you miss something that could change you. And I think that's been the key for me across my whole career is taking an opportunity to do something new, try something new, give it a go.
Yeah, good for you. Well, let's just flip to your 60 mock, the social butterfly. And look at you, social butterfly. So let's talk about some of the key themes about the talk and the insights that you would like to share with listeners about that.
Sure. So, yeah, the social butterfly was all about doing no harm. What can we as business analysts, IT professionals, enterprise architects, program managers actually do to make sure that what we're doing in change initiatives does no harm, and making people, getting us all to think about our companies from the outside in and the inside out. So, you know, the butterfly effect, you do a small change, it could have a large effect down the track. So once we're looking at what we do in our business, what might actually happen in the environment as a result? What might happen in our community as a result? How can we help our government, our community in what we do? So for me, I work in utilities industry, and one of our things that pushes us down that line is regulation. So as a regulated industry, we have to always do what's best for the consumer. So that do no harm is definitely there, because when we look at what we purchase and what we implement, it has to ultimately have a good effect. Now, you know, that seems easy from a project perspective of putting up a whole new power line or something like that. But when you think about IT, it's easy for us to go back and go, we don't have an effect. It's, you know, that's just IT. We just run the business. But there is an ongoing effect, because if we can help the business make decisions better, model the network better, then we're, you know, with the ever-changing energy industry, you never know where we could end up. Distributed energy, distributed blockchain, like our session this morning.
Oh, I'm an expert on a blockchain. Just ask me.
But absolutely, you know, the effects that we can have, both good and bad, are something we need to take into account. So we talked about that. Really, I sort of wanted to come from the perspective of having a shared vision. So as an organisation, you have a shared vision. That shared vision's got to flow down through to your IT group, and in that change initiative, you've got to have that vision. And that vision's got to include the overarching effects that might occur inside and outside the business. Because, you know, those small, like I said, butterfly effects, small effects inside might have caused a big effect outside.
Yeah, absolutely. I recall in the session there was a real shift from living inside, you know, in your own head and your own project, and instead starting to look at the broader society and even the global impact.
Absolutely. We talked about living in the Anthropocene.
Love that word.
It's. I think I say it wrong half the time.
No, it doesn't matter. No one's listening. Do whatever you like.
That's it.
It's like nomenclature. It's my favourite word. Oh,
and remuneration.
I don't like that word.
I hate that word.
Any looking at the list. Moving on.
So, you know, today humans have the biggest effect on the world. You know, we're in that stage, and everything humans do is evolving. And within that, it's definitely, like you say, looking at how we can transform the world. And we, as individuals, have a bigger opportunity than ever.
It adds a bit of an obstacle though, doesn't it? Like a bit of a, for us in requirements and creating solutions. It's like another thing we have to think about.
Yeah, interestingly enough though, I think when I was researching, because that's one of the great things about 60MOC is actually doing all the research. And when I was researching, I came back to all those tools are actually there already. They're actually in everybody's back pocket. We just need to realise what we're using them for. So, you know, things like all the enterprise architecture picture calls of understanding our business capability model, understanding our strategy, aligning that strategy, having the vision, and then rolling that down through understanding your stakeholders. And it's just expanding those stakeholders to outside the business. The tools are there. We just need to understand that we're using for them what we're using them for: risk analysis, requirements gathering, as you said. You know, everything that's in BABOC is absolutely relevant. So it's not really adding a new thing. It's just thinking differently about the things that we've already used.
Yeah, and you mentioned BABOC, so the Business Analyst Body of Knowledge. That's a relatively new thing. It's been around for probably 10 years now, I suppose, but about that. But how do you see, I mean, something as abstract as social responsibility that is interpreted in so many different ways around the world, how do you see institutions like that being able to help us to be clearer on how we connect up? There's a big question.
That's a really big question.
You don't have to answer it. I'll just take it on notice and come back later.
I don't know the answer for that. Is it their responsibility is probably something I'd throw back. Really, as individuals, we've got to understand our responsibility on the world, and we know it's getting smaller. So, you know, we all have to take responsibility and not make externals do it for us.
Yeah, that is true. Well, there's this shift. A lot of the professionals out there would be really interested in terms of their career, and we'd like to hear from you of like a couple of things that you think professionals should take away and consider going forward.
Sure. Well, I think we mentioned one straight up when we were talking at the introduction, taking opportunities when they arise. The biggest thing for me has always been taking those opportunities, and, you know, even opportunities to write my own position description, you know, but you just got to back yourself and know that it's there, and talk to the right people. I think understanding that small things can make a big difference. You know, when you're in the organisation, you might feel like you're just a small part of that organisation. You're not, I'm just little me. I'm way down on the org structure. But hopefully, if you do something small, it could turn into something big. So, you know, don't devalue what you do. We're all valuable in our own ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. How do you keep so perky? How do you keep so happy? I mean, you know, our world's hard. We get knockbacks all the time.
I have my knockbacks, definitely. You have your days. But if you're not looking on the bright side, if you're not smiling, I always like to smile. People always ask me why you're smiling. Is it because you ask me why I'm smiling?
Oh, that does my head in.
People wonder. You've got a smile on your face. People wonder, and they wonder, why are you so perky? And it just starts the conversation, and it gets people, you know, people are more likely to talk to you if you've got a smile on your face. Yeah. There's a bit of work in it a lot of the time, but I like it. I prefer to be perky than down in the dumps all the time.
Yeah. It's that real professional resiliency I've seen in you for years. And I think it's probably why opportunities are given to you, you know, someone who is open to opportunity, it shines through.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So a couple of things there. So be perky.
There's a new one.
There's a tip for you all. No, I think professional resiliency and positivity and having that sense of self-assurance is something for professionals to take on. But I like this idea that's connected to your 60 mock, that little things matter.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's at work and your own individual performance, but also the way you craft up a solution can have a massive knock-on effect to our environment and all sorts of things. And dare I say it, even world peace.
Absolutely. Paul Kelly, from little things, big things grow.
Oh, let's sing that. No, let's not.
Let's not.
All right. So we're coming to the end of our podcast. That's how quick this goes. I know. So, Kerry, just as we wind up and say farewell, just a very quick get to know Kerry four questions. Really quick.
Okay.
Don't think about them too much.
Okay, I'll try.
Favourite footy team?
Don't follow it.
What? Then Crow. What? Port? Just take that back. Port. You then go for Port. All right.
My dad would be proud.
First car?
Datsun 1600.
Oh, really? What colour?
Funny greeny colour.
Okay.
With
favorite
lots of bog.
What? Favourite cartoon character?
Tassie Devil.
And vanilla? Which type of chocolate do you like?
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
Dark.
Yeah, not white chocolate?
No.
Cool.
Dark.
All right, thank you very much. We've got to know you a little bit better today. Thank you for taking the time out originally to be our 60 Mock presenter back in September 2016, but also thank you for taking the time today
to
record it for the rest of the community out there.
Thank you very much. It was
thank
a great
you.
Opportunity.
Have a great day.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks for listening in today. We look forward to you joining us next time.